Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The number of monkeypox cases in Massachusetts is small, but rising quickly, jumping 37% in the last 2 weeks. That's according to the latest data from the Department of Public Health. It shows 157 cases in the state now. Monkeypox is a virus that's transmitted through close contact and is most often seen in men who have sex with men. Joining us now is Dr. Kenneth Mayer. He's the medical research director at Fenway Health in Boston. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning, Rupa.
Fenway Health has long served the LGBTQ communities. Is it fair to say that locally it has been the most affected by monkeypox?
The clinic has been very affected. There have been about 40 individuals diagnosed with monkeypox so far, and many hundreds of people have been receiving vaccines at this point.
Is the LGBTQ community overrepresented in that sample?
Yes, primarily men who have sex with men.
And back to the language of men who have sex with men, for lay people like myself, it just sounds so awkward, that phrase. Why do we use that language?
People have different identities, and what we want to make clear is that it's not who you think you are, but it's who you have contact with that may lead to transmission of monkeypox.
Are you concerned about a stigma around monkeypox and seeking treatment?
There certainly should not be a stigma around seeking treatment, since this is a treatable infectious disease. We are concerned that people may misconstrue the fact that the virus has gotten into a particular group of individuals and may be making all kinds of aspersions. This is a problem.
There's probably a historical precedent for those fears.
It reminds people very much of the early days of the HIV/AIDS epidemic, and it shouldn't, because unlike HIV, this is a virus that we know. It's a virus for which we have a vaccine and for which we have effective treatments.
Is there anything unique locally to how we're responding to monkeypox?
There's been a lot of effort on the part of the Massachusetts Department of Public Health, the Boston Public Health Commission, and Fenway Health and other agencies to educate the community, to educate the public. There are a lot of resources that are available. There have been town meetings, and there's a lot that people can access online to be informed.
And how do you assess the response? Do we have enough vaccine to meet the demand here?
We need more vaccine. The vaccine supply is released federally, and the state is working as hard as it can to make vaccine available. There were initially four sites across the Commonwealth where vaccine was available. Now there are more than 10. One can go to the website of the Massachusetts Department of Public Health and keyword in monkeypox to find out where there's a vaccine site near you.
This is obviously coming on the heels of, or while we're still dealing with the COVID pandemic. Is there anything we learned from COVID that's helping us respond to monkeypox?
There's more that we need to learn from COVID to respond to monkeypox. Certainly, there are systems now in place with the public health program and local providers to make vaccine available and to stand up public health clinics. But we really need a better system so that we don't have to keep scrambling every time there's a new infectious disease outbreak.
What's your best advice now for people who might be concerned that they have had exposure to monkeypox?
If somebody thinks that they're exposed to monkeypox, getting in touch with healthcare providers is important. We think that giving the vaccine as early after an exposure as possible before their symptoms may be helpful in preventing the development of serious symptoms. And certainly if somebody has any kind of rash or any symptom like a sore throat, rectal pain, these can be early symptoms of monkeypox, and certainly seeking clinical care. And we're fortunate in the Commonwealth to have many places that provide excellent care.
Is there anything else?
Monkeypox is something that people can avoid. And the best thing for everyone is to keep in mind who one is having sexual partners with. And if people have any symptoms, to avoid having any kind of intimate contact with other partners and to seek medical care.
Dr. Kenneth Mayer from Fenway Health, thank you so much for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you, Rupa.